We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. The NYPD is on the lookout for a couple of fake cops in the Bronx.
The two men in their 50s wore NYPD sweaters. One had a fake badge, and they forced their way into a house on Country Club Road. Silvio lives across the street and may have seen them.
I just saw near the door. But you couldn't see the face, you couldn't see anything.
Once inside, the two men tied up a 50-year-old man and 40-year-old woman and then stole $30,000 in cash and $100,000 worth of jewelry. It's all frightening for Christos, whose 83-year-old mother lives next door.
This was the safest neighborhood. Community Board 10 was the safest neighborhood for the longest time. We've never had this type of stuff going on.
The woman in the house managed to untie herself and call police. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, in the Country Club section of the Bronx.
The city's campaign to get younger children vaccinated at their schools got a boost today.
24 mobile vaccination units out at schools around the city where we think demand will be high. We've added additional vaccinators, additional staff to make sure we can accommodate any parents and kids to show up to get their kids vaccinated.
Despite some hiccups yesterday, Mayor de Blasio says 4,500 students between the ages of 5 and 11 receive shots at city schools. And despite the extra help today, there were still a few issues.
A line formed outside IS 33 with parents waiting to get their kids vaccinated. Janae Wansley was near the front of the line with her daughter.
You know, I already told my supervisor I'd be late for work.
But the doors here didn't open when she expected.
They were supposed to start at 7 o'clock.
The website for city schools shows that the start time for this pop-up vaccination site was at 7. However, the doors opened at 7:30. That was no problem for Father Nicholas Rodriguez.
I don't think anything goes as planned, so you got to leave a little bit of wiggle room.
The mother, Courtney Lee, says delays hurt the city's efforts to get as many people vaccinated as possible.
It does discourage people, but I have to say this is still better than going across the city to my kid's pediatrician.
Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn.
City Health Commissioner Dr. Dave Choksi says it's not a requirement that kids be vaccinated at school.
We know for parents, they're going to have, you know, different ways of feeling the most comfortable about getting their own child vaccinated. I say this as a father myself. You know, I know many people may not actually want to go to a school, but may want to get their child vaccinated at a pediatrician's office. Whereas for others, convenience matters a lot. And so they do want to go to a school or to the local pharmacy.
And that's just fine. A Brooklyn-born actor and his TV crew are being hailed as heroes. William DeMeo stars in the Amazon series Gravesend. The mob drama was filming in that neighborhood last evening when an SUV jumped the curb, pinning a 14-year-old boy to the ground. DeMeo tells 1010 Winds they all heard the mom screaming for help and rushed to the scene.
She was screaming. She's going, he's 14. And I remember, like, so when we got everyone off, when the car went over him, people were trying to grab him, and we were like, no, just leave him on the floor. And I was talking to him, and I was like, you're going to be okay, buddy. You're going to be okay. I know you're going to be all right. And he was looking up at me and everyone, and it was just really scary.
The Mayo and about a half dozen crew members were able to lift the vehicle off the boy. He was taken to Maimonides Medical Center with serious injuries. The driver says her brakes went out. Police are still investigating.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.